Well, our focus and word from the Lord today centers on a very highly celebrated tradition, which is known as Mother's Day, every second Sunday of the month of May. Hallelujah. This is an annual day traditionally set aside for mothers everywhere to be recognized and highly praised with cards, gifts, flowers, phone calls, and special tokens of appreciation. And on this particular day, mothers are given much attention. If you, as a mother, are not given special attention today, just remember, you are loved. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you very much. God wants to use this message to show you the power of faith and the power of obedience in Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a mother in the Bible God wants to call your attention to on today. And this mother was a woman of great faith. Now, let's look at the facts according to the scriptures of the birth of Jesus through God's chosen servant, Mary, the woman God chose to bring our Lord and Savior into the world. According to St. Luke chapter 1, and I will just be reading some select verses of scripture, but I would recommend and encourage you in your own time to read that whole first chapter of the book of St. Luke. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin with verse 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, mighty favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Then we see in that same chapter, chapter 1, beginning with verse 46, Mary's trust and faith and obedience in God was evidenced by her song of praise. And I will read verses 46 through 50, beginning with 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." 47. "And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And I'm going to end with verse 50, and it reads, "And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation." Amen. Yes, 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 my friends. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. One who sits high and looks low and seeks out those with obedient spirits and hearts with a desire to serve and please him. Praise God for Mother Mary. She was a woman of strong faith. Praise the Lord. She even risked losing her man for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. Why? Because she was a virgin and the Holy Spirit impregnated her. How many of us can relate to that? None, I might add, but just think about it. How many of us think we could have believed and received that kind of news without a lot of fear, doubt, and emotionalism? But praise God for the faith of Mother Mary, who listened to the message of God and decided to obey God. And all of us can make that decision today. We can just simply decide to obey God. All we need to do is pick up the Bible and read the book. Now, this is targeted toward mothers today. And I just want you all to know that I know as a mother myself that being a mother is an awesome, challenging work. But God has equipped you, mothers, with all you need to do what is pleasing in His sight. We look over there to Proverbs 22, and as I look at verse 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Okay, that sounds like a good word, and we want to stand and believe God and obey that word. But then I go on and read in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, because I know there's been a time in my life where I said, "Lord, this is hard. How do I do it? How do I succeed?" And then God spoke in His word in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Hallelujah. Well, what is the right way to train them, you might ask? Train them to walk according to the ways and the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. St. John 14, 6 says that Jesus says in that sixth verse that, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's what Jesus says. And we believe God. Hallelujah. "And therefore, she became great." Thank you, Jesus. What about you? Whether you are a mother, father, sister, or brother, I am sure there have been things in your life that God has commanded you to do. You heard His voice so clearly speak to your heart, but you have not submitted and turned your will over to God's will for your life. Well, you might ask, exactly what is God's will for my life? And I'm glad that you're asking that question, praise God. God's will is for you to be saved, for you to be saved, so you can be the example. According to Romans 10, you read that chapter and you will find out how you can be saved and walk in the way of His Son, Jesus Christ. And then to love one another and to share the fruit of the Spirit, which, according to Galatians 5:22, are peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, love, self-control. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. Jesus was born to die for the sins of the whole world. St. John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life." Hallelujah. Won't you trust God today and allow Him to become Lord of your life? Then you too, just like Mother Mary, can have a song of praise to Jesus in your heart. Jesus the Christ, our Lord and soon coming King. Yes, Jesus is coming back someday. The Bible teaches it. Don't be caught outside the ark of safety, which is in the body of Jesus Christ, the church. If you are mothering someone else's children, God bless you. Hallelujah. If you are just in the position of motherhood, God bless you. If your mother has transitioned on, God bless you. Remember, Jesus will be a mother to you. He will be a father to you. I'd like to offer a special blessing to all mothers on this celebrated weekend. If you are a woman that has desired children but has not been successful, praise God anyhow, because I know there is a divine reason why not. Just continue to trust God's decision. God bless every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice in a very special way on today. And may His peace and joy saturate your hearts and your souls as you start to continue to listen and obey His voice. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Accept Him today. It will be the best decision you ever made, for He is wonderful. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God and everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.